Welcome back to Broken to Barbell. This is Tanner.
This is Sam.
And this is Carly.
Woo! Episode 9. 9 months of insanity. It's been great.
It has been interesting.
Honestly, though, I was talking about podcast frequency with Eric, our photographer, last weekend, and he started doing a podcast, and he said they were doing it weekly, and it was getting to be, like, a lot. So I'm glad we didn't.
I would love to do it more often, like maybe once every 2 weeks, but
it's just tough.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And then it's a lot of work because then it's all this time that we sit down with each other and do it, and then to like upload it and all that crap, like just takes enough time that it's like, God. But I like what we're doing. I also like, I listen to a couple podcasts that are like a couple minutes long. Mm-hmm. Like literally, it's like every single one, it's like every day is 4 minutes long. Why do you do that?
Yeah, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, and it's 4 hours long.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's like why you—that's why you like write a blog and like put it out.
It's
there.
4 hours long every single day.
No, it's like 2 to 3 hours usually. Every one.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's his job.
I guess like when you're famous, when you're famous, you can do that shit.
Yeah, this is like completely on the side. Now that it's like starting to get into the fall, into the winter, we're just thinking. And for me, especially, like, my Spartan training is coming to an end. It's like, how do I stay motivated when I'm no longer motivated by a group? So that's what I want to talk about today, my motivation. What do you – like, so that's the first one. The first thing I do to stay motivated is work out in a group, because then it's like I know every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday that group is working out, and I need – I should – be there to work.
Bless you.
I shouldn't be there to work out with them. That's where I go. What about you guys? That's one of many ways.
So I live in the country, and there is some like group fitness classes, but really there's not much going on unless you're 75 and a senior citizen. So I guess my number one is like following fitness accounts, and not in a comparison type of way, but like just seeing someone like work out makes me want to go work out. So like following fitness Instagrams, I follow a lot of people on YouTube that I watch their videos.
Yeah.
So things like that.
I have to be careful with fitness accounts, because if I follow like people that are like ripped with 6-pack abs and stuff, I just like get depressed.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to find regular people to follow.
I'm good at not comparing myself to people though.
Bad. I do it constantly.
I wouldn't suggest it if you compare yourself to people, because all the Fitstagram, it's not real.
Yeah,
you can't live like that. So that's one thing. But like a lot of good people have like exercise videos that have examples. So something like that's really nice.
That's what I should do. I use the bodybuilding app too, like the
Body Space one.
No, it's like it's literally from bodybuilding.com. And you can download workout things. So you can download a whole plan. It's a whole other app. And in that app, here's your workout for the day. And if you're like, I don't know what this strange name thing is, you click it and it's a video.
That's really nice.
Yeah, I do.
Bodybuilding.com knows what they're doing.
And then I like hide in the corner at the gym and watch this video because I don't want people to know I don't know how to do it.
Carly?
Throw some knowledge at us.
So yeah, I put surround yourself with motivating people, which is pretty much what following the Instagram accounts and your group workouts. Like even when I did CrossFit, the gym was always full of like super motivating people. Sally's is full of super motivating people. So it's like, I don't know, if you watch other people doing certain things, like it just motivates me to do them.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't think if I went to, like, an LA Fitness or a Planet Fitness that I would be motivated to do my workouts.
It can be really hard at Gold's Gym, because, especially depending on when I go, because, like, let's say my whole workout is, like, upper body and arms, and then the gym is just packed full of, like, all the new college kids that are in Pittsburgh doing their upper body workouts with their spaghetti legs. Like, then I'm, like, oh, well, I don't have to do that because there's 8 people waiting for that machine or whatever. I'm not going to do that. And then so that's not good for me, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too.
I cheat.
like going to a new gym is so intimidating. So I remember when I worked out at Planet Fitness when I first moved to Pittsburgh, I would fully convince myself when I was on the elliptical that I could just go home when I was done with that, because I didn't want to like go try to use machines that I didn't know how to use. Yeah. So I don't know.
That's
I wrote a blog post on how to not be intimidated when you go to the gym. So it'll be up when this podcast goes up.
Good.
So that'll be a good thing to reference.
So that kind of ties into one of my other things that I use to keep myself accountable, and that's hiring a personal trainer, because with the Sellies, like, I did so many sessions with them that they showed me how to do all the machines and all the lifts and stuff. So, like, now I can go in there on my own and I'm not, like, afraid that I'm going to look like an idiot.
Yeah. It's like, you know what's up.
Yeah, like, I obviously have a long ways to go, but I'm not afraid to go in there on my own.
Yeah, and if you would hire a personal trainer, you don't have to, like, work out with them forever. Mm-hmm. You can just get a good background and then go from there. It's a good jumping off spot.
I wish I would have paid more attention with my personal trainer that I had for an entire year. 2 days a week for an entire year. And I feel like I learned a lot, but I also didn't learn anything.
Did you keep a journal while you're working out with them?
Nope.
Well, that's probably why. Because, like, so at the Sellies, they give us
a fancy journal.
We have sheets for each lift. So, like,
oh, I remember seeing your binder when we were there for that episode.
Yeah. So for my Mondays are now deadlift days. So my deadlift and back days, I have a record of everything that I did before. So I can just go down through and, like, mix it up and do that with each of my lifts. And there's enough different exercises on there that I can make my own workout for that day. Just as long as I'm doing, like, six or seven different exercises per day. That's, like, a full workout for me.
It's kind of
confusing to talk about, because you can't visualize me using my hands to describe my...
But that is a good thing, to have a journal of any type, or, like, just a notebook, and write down what you're doing, what you plan on doing. That way, you know, if you get in there, you're, like, walking around aimlessly, you can be like, oh, I need to do lunges. And then you can use anything to do lunges. You can figure it out.
I hate lunges.
This app that I have, too, it lets you... The nice thing is after, oh, like, here's week one that I did the first 3 days and then didn't go further. But you can mark them complete afterwards, and it starts to show you your completion. So I like that, because then it's cool. Yeah, I get a little check mark now, and now it's like I've actually completed that entire week, which I haven't done yet. But
technology is cool.
Yeah. And then there's a meal plan. It says I have to eat 4 eggs for breakfast every day at 7:30 in the morning.
Woof.
That's rough.
Yeah. Four whole large eggs, a fourth a cup of shredded cheese, a half a cup of red peppers.
A fourth of a cup of shredded cheese is a lot.
Yeah. And then a half a cup of sweet potatoes.
Only 4 eggs. That is a lot of cheese.
That's just a lot of shit.
I mean, I would be able to eat it, but that's a lot of cheese.
And then your lunch is 4 ounces of turkey deli meat.
I love turkey.
Whole wheat bread, a slice. Just one. This one, like, though, it's one slice. So you got the 4 ounces of turkey meat on, like, one slice of bread.
Do you have to roll it up like a hot dog bun?
I guess. I was like, I guess I could cut it in half and make a half Sammy. But, and almonds. And then meal 3 is 5 ounces of chicken breast, a cup and a half of rice, 2 cups of spinach. It's like, oh my God, there's so much shit to eat. So.
Remember when I was bodybuilding and I had to eat like 6 eggs a day?
How did that go? Were you just like choking them down?
Yes. And I put a lot of like sriracha and hot sauce on it because I can't eat just like plain eggs.
I feel like you just like just oil it up and then just try to take it like a shot. One whole egg.
I just drank the
down
plain,
the hatch.
The eggs. Like Rocky. Is that who does that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can talk about this real quick, because I didn't announce it on the podcast.
No, it's
week,
new.
That I am pregnant, and that's why in the last podcast I said I hadn't worked out for, 10 weeks or something?
Yeah.
Because I was so sick. And I'm finally feeling better, and I've been doing some at-home workouts, but I really do want to get back into the gym because I feel bad.
Yeah.
So that's where
I'm
at right now.
You're saying Yay, first of all.
Thank you.
Yeah. But second of all, I was reading this thing, like, from the mental aspect, is to tell yourself, not I'm going to work out more, but, like, I choose to eat better. Which, I mean, in your situation is interesting because it's, like, you have to eat enough, you know, for the baby, but, like, also, you know, so you don't want to be unhealthy either, you know, so it's, like, weird. But, yeah, so it's, like, I choose to go to the gym after work today. Yeah. Like, I choose to eat better. Like, so I'm trying to tell myself that.
Like, yeah, I listen to, like, a lot of, like, what are they called? Self-development, like, podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And one thing is, like, I get to do this. Like, I'm lucky enough that I get to go to the gym or I get to eat all this good food.
Yeah.
So that's a good mind.
When, like, that's, I, you know, like, even at lunch, like, I choose to eat the healthy option. Not, I have to eat the healthy option, you know. It's like, I want to get better.
What did I miss? Sorry.
We were talking, Sam Told announced her pregnancy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And that's why, I was saying, that's why in the last podcast, I wasn't working. I didn't work out for, like, ever because I've been so sick. But
for 10 weeks of sickness.
Yeah. Ugh.
I moved your couch cushion around.
So I wrote down a ton of...
Yeah, you've got a list over there.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it into a blog, I've decided. Because, like, I wanted to have stuff to back it up. But should I just, like, go down through them?
Yeah, go through it. I think, because you have the most put-together list of all three of us.
Yeah, mine's
So maybe we can build off of your list.
Okay. All right, so...
I have ideas in my head. That's the most list-making I did.
So between, like, staying on track, holding yourself accountable... staying motivated, I just kind of morphed them all together. So my number one was set realistic goals. So, like,
do you remember our goals from the beginning of the year in this podcast?
Yeah. One of mine was
things failure. Have changed.
I remember one of mine was that 300-pound deadlift that I was so wrapped up in, and, like, now I'm deadlifting like 345. It's like,
isn't that nuts?
It is insane. But so that's not, I didn't really detail any of my goals aside from when I joined Sally 6 months ago. Like, I wasn't planning on competing right away, and I didn't. Like, my competition is in December, so some of the girls were like, why aren't you competing in July? Like, you're hitting these big lifts and stuff, and I'm like, I just wasn't ready. Like,
yeah.
Everyone needs to go at their own pace, but we'll see how it goes.
When and where's the meet again?
It's December 9th. In Fairmont, West Virginia.
Okay.
Fairmont.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Where the college is?
I think. It's at Lane Performance Center, I believe. But, so that was my first one. Number two was make promises to yourself. So, with this one, I tie it into my whole sobriety thing, because, like, next month, or is it October? It's still September.
It's end of September right now, yeah.
So... the end of October will be my 1 year. And so, like, the fact that I told myself, like, I'm not drinking alcohol. Like, I'm not going to, because I, like, promised myself that I wouldn't do it. So,
yeah,
with this whole pizza thing, I'm swearing that I will not eat pizza until after my meet in December. And, like, I'm not going to eat pizza until then.
Choose not to eat pizza until after.
Yeah. So, like, if I can go a year without alcohol, I can go... 3 months without pizza.
I'm sorry for Snapchatting you my bagel bites yesterday at lunch.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. But I already talked. My number three was to hire a personal trainer. Four, surround yourself with motivating people. We already talked about both of those.
Yeah.
So then I said give back where you can. Whether it's volunteering at a soup kitchen, mentoring high school students, or even like walking a 5K for charity.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out there and help your community, like, especially with what's going on in our current state of the world.
Yeah.
Or at least this current state of our country. Everyone has an opinion and everyone has a complaint, but, like, no one's really doing anything to make a difference in anyone's life. So take that energy that you're harboring and, like, put it towards something useful.
Good.
All that rage change. Against the NFL.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So
volunteer. God damn it.
And I said in here, because I wrote a paragraph for everything, log out of Facebook and go out and help your local nonprofits. Not only will they be appreciative, it'll give you a better perspective of the world outside of your living room. And for me, mentoring keeps me on track because I have this 15-year-old girl who's like looking up to me and like wants me to set up or set a good example for her. So
yeah, you've got that kind of in the back of your head, you know.
Are you gonna say it? That skin in the game?
No, I was thinking it earlier though. I was like, I'm not gonna say it because Carly made fun of me the last podcast for saying skin in
just
the game.
You said it there.
There,
it
I've said it. It's out.
I want to record that and it be my ringtone.
Can we just do a remix of it? Like it's a song.
So
like auto-tune.
So yeah, basically what I'm trying to say is just volunteer, help out. Help people that are less fortunate than you are. If you can, if you're so inclined. My next one was park farther away. So
that's like a legit thing though.
Yeah, so like when I tell my coworkers that I park on the North Shore, they're like, "What?" Like, yeah. Do you bring the tea down? I'm like, no, I just walk across the bridge. Like, that's why I'm spamming everyone's Instagrams with pictures of Pittsburgh because I walk it every morning and every afternoon.
How far of a walk is that?
A mile.
Oh, that's a pretty healthy walk.
So, like, yeah. In that alone, on my – well, even on my days that I go to the gym, I walk on the treadmill. But on my off days, I'm at least getting two miles of walking in from
just
my,
alone,
my parking
walking,
garage.
Yeah.
But, and this same thing goes for, like, if you're at the store and, you know, I mean, I'm totally guilty of circling until there's, like, a prime parking spot right out front of Target. But, like, just park in the further spot, you know? Like, it's not going to kill you to walk an extra 100 feet.
Yeah.
We did
an interview with a lady at work, and she, one of her things, like one of the small changes she made in her life was parking at the back of parking lots when she went places.
And that's,
yeah,
that's something.
Yeah. That's also like a mental thing too. Like if you're like, yeah. I'm willing to park further back, I'm willing to do a little bit more type of thing. Cause when you park closer, you're like, oh, I'm going to be closer to the doors. Like you're just like cheating yourself pretty much.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously different situations, but
yeah, if you're in a wheelchair,
well, yeah, obviously.
I mean, honestly, I'm guilty of parking in the pregnant and expectant
Sam,
mother's
how do you
parking
feel about
spots.
That?
It doesn't bother me. I really don't understand
it. Not yet,
it.
At least.
But
not
only,
until you have, like, a screaming
yeah.
Spawn.
But only at the Waterworks Mall in Pittsburgh, which is the worst parking situation in the entire world, I'm convinced. But no, so I just have two more real quick. Sorry,
oh,
I feel
sorry.
Like I'm talking
sorry.
For
no.
days. My number seven was realizing that comparison is the devil.
Yep.
So just like Sam was saying, like with the whole Instagram thing, like, so I gave an example, like in life and relationships, it's easy to get wrapped up in what other people are doing and achieving. And like, there's no rule book to life and you certainly don't have to make the same choices that your friends are making. Like, so taking life at my own pace is another way that I try to keep myself
yeah.
on track. Just with, like, all these engagements, like, Sam's having a baby, and, like, people are buying houses, and I'm, like, trying to pay off my credit card debt so I can get my credit out of the depths of hell. So then maybe someday I could buy a house, but it's, like, just because those things aren't happening for me right now doesn't mean they're never going to happen.
And they're happening at your speed, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and I have one more. At my job, my department, we all had to take, I don't know if you've heard of the book Strengths Finder.
Uh-uh.
I'm not sure who wrote it, but there's a there's a Strengths Finder assessment, and what it does is you take all these like really strange questions. You answer all these really strange questions. You only have 10 seconds to answer, so like you can't ponder anything. And it's on a scale of like 1 to 10, I think, and you have to just pick like more likely, less likely, and it's stuff like everyday questions. It's weird.
Are you googling it right now, Sam?
So essentially what the assessment is, like at the end of it, you get your top five strengths. So mine were like strategic, futuristic was my top one, so this is my number eight. But it means that I'm the kind of person who loves to peer over the horizon and the future fascinates me as if it were projected on the wall. I can see in detail what the future might hold, and that picture is what pulls me forward into tomorrow. A better product, a better team, a better life, or a better world. I'm a dreamer who sees visions of what could be and who cherishes those visions. So I use the energy of the future to fuel the present. And I think this ties into my like life goals.
Yeah.
Cause like every single day when I wake up, I'm like, am I going to go to law school or am I going to go to grad school? Or like, what am I going to do next week? Or like, what am I going to do in a couple weeks? Like, I'm like never.
Are you in school right now?
No.
Okay.
So I'm like never living like.
In like this for exact right now. Morning, yeah. Like what am I going to eat for breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah. Like never in the moment, which probably is not a good thing. But, so like it was cool to see your strengths because everyone focuses on their weaknesses, I feel.
Yeah.
Instead. So like my work's plan is to like focus on our strengths. Like what are you good at and then build on that. So it's a cool little assessment. I think you have to pay. If you want to take it. Did you pull it up?
Yeah, is it the Clifton Strengths?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It's usually, it seems like it's for like...
How much is it?
Like $20 or something. Oh, but God. It seems like it's for like corporate stuff. But I'm sure that there's things on the internet you can find.
Yeah, just... So I guess instead of like focusing on your weaknesses, which everyone tends to do, like just try to figure out what you're good at and then build on that. So like my VP at work gave himself as an example. And he's been an attorney for like years. And he said that he's terrible at legal research. And, like, he's always been taught, like, okay, you got to get better at legal research if you want to be a successful attorney because that's a huge part of the law. And until he took this test, he was, like, so wrapped up and worried about legal research. But, like, in reality, he's such a good attorney. It doesn't matter that, like, that wasn't a strong point. You know, like, there's other things that he could build off of. So, like, if you're constantly worried about what you're not good at, then you're never going to appreciate what you are good
at. You're good at, yeah. That's cool.
So I went into detail on all those things, and I'll turn it into a blog post instead of just a bullet point with...
Do it, because that's a ton of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Something, as you're saying that too, and you're saying about your strengths and like, and, you know, focusing on that stuff too, it made me think about... So one of my things too was like my appointments with my therapist. So it's like trying to not remember, but make myself schedule every couple of weeks. So it's like, okay, I'm going back and then continuing to talk or continuing to think about times when I'm like upset or angry or sad or something. It's like, wait, what did we talk about? What did we say about this? You know, was this a situation we talked about? And like, what was his advice? And like, so I think that stuff keeps me accountable too, like emotionally, and then that plays into fitness and stuff. Because then I'll be like, oh, I don't feel like going to the gym, and it's like, well, okay, why don't I feel like going to the gym? You know, like trying to think about it more in like a black and white, like a facts term thing. Like, is it just because I feel like crappy and depressed today? Is it because I'm feeling lazy today? Like, you know, is it like what's the real reason behind me not wanting to go?
Yeah, and, like, tying it into the gym thing, I just started posting videos of my squats because, obviously, deadlifts are my strong point because they're the ones that I lift the heaviest on. But if I'm ever going to get better at the other ones, I need to suck it up and post those videos, too. So, like, even that day that I missed that deadlift, I posted it on Broken to Barbell, like, a total missed deadlift on 315. Yeah. I was like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't post this, but no one's perfect, no one hits their lifts every time. So
I liked it. I thought it was cool.
That's something that keeps me accountable too, not just like following people but actually posting stuff on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Friends
local people like that we went to high school with that love it, don't like care for it.
Oh,
whatever.
These three again.
But I know that when I'm in the gym and I take a gym selfie, I've been in the gym for an hour. Mm-hmm. So, like, that keeps me accountable, like, by posting.
Yeah.
And even if it's a selfie, like, it's not just me working out because I hate recording myself at the rec.
But... I only go to the gym to take selfies and then leave.
Honestly.
They have the best mirrors.
Like, as far as confidence goes, like, what rewind back to when I joined Sally's, you would have never found me recording anything. Like, I would have been like,
well, I've never seen you record something before.
No, I know.
You never did before.
I know. And now I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I'm going to record this. So, like, the gym will be full. And I'm in there like, excuse me. So, Ryan just posted about this the other day. Ryan's my trainer. He just posted about this the other day, how people are using the bench blocks as, like, camera props, like, to prop their camera up. I'm like, I'm guilty of that. So, like, hopefully, I, like, look around before I use it, but I'm like, hopefully no one needs this for bench, because, like, my phone's over there just chilling.
You need to get yourself, like, a little tripod.
Tripod, yeah. But, like, just that alone shows how far I've come since I started powerlifting. And, like, Kara talks about it a lot, how, like, it gives you the confidence to, like, not give a fuck what people think. So, like, the old me, like, so in all these videos that I post, you can, like, see my stomach, because I have that belt on that's literally, like, pinching my stomach and, like, leaving bruises and marks and whatnot. But, like, my gut is literally, like, below it. And normally, like, I would be like, God, I'm not posting that on the fucking internet. But the fact that I'm lifting heavy weight, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. Like, who gives a shit if I have a stomach?
I never even think I noticed that, though.
But
because
the
you're lifting a shitload of weight. Like, that's what I'm looking at.
But, like, that's what, like, I think about. It's shit,
in the back of your mind.
But, like, not now. I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's awesome.
This is awesome, yeah.
Yeah. So, just small victories like that.
I should do a side-by-side selfie again, because I haven't in a really long time. Like, long-ass time. I still have that pair of underwear, too, from my old, my fat picture.
So
now.
Where I was going with that whole spiel is I've been, like, spamming our Broken to Barbell account with weightlifting videos and all sorts of stuff, but I hope it's not overbearing. I told Sam and Tanner that, like, instead, like, I'll go to post it on my own page, and I'm like, well, I should just post this on Broken to Barbell, because it fits what we're trying to do. So that's why there's so many Sally's posts.
That's like, maybe I should be better. Oh, literally so many times this summer I was like, I should go take my phone. I was like, but I know I'm gonna be like falling in a puddle at Spartan training. So it's like,
oh yeah,
or no,
you don't want that.
Yeah.
Well, another thing with the videos, so currently I'm not training with Ryan and Dana because for financial reasons, like, I'm trying to figure out my shit, but
yeah.
So I film everything to show them my form. And
that's a good way to check yourself too.
Yeah. So, and then I'll send them to John. I'll send them to my brother too. He gets every single one of my weightlifting videos. And I'm like, so what does this one look like compared to the one from 3 weeks ago? And, like, which one did you think looked better? And which one looked stronger? And which one looked faster? And, like, because he doesn't know, like, the technical side of powerlifting, which Ryan does. So
Yeah. Just
having a bunch of different people look at it. And I'm sure Chris is so sick of watching my videos because I show him too. But other people might see something that I don't see.
I need to... Saying about Ryan and the technical stuff too, ever since we did that episode, I'm trying so hard to, like, get rid of the idea of cheat meals in my head, you know?
Well,
like,
did you see my status about pizza?
Both
of them went ham on the comments.
Oh, no, I think I did. Because
everyone was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and, like,
I have to look it up.
And Ryan said something like, we can't.
I want to look it up.
We as humans shouldn't work towards a cheat meal. Like, we shouldn't be rewarding ourselves with food.
Yes, that I did see that.
Which it's true. And then Dana was like, I didn't put pizza on your diet.
Here, I'm going to look you up on Facebook. Carly Cox.
I'm going to tell this story real quick. Me, Carly, and our friend Brandy was in high school. We used to drive up to Little Caesars. It was like 25 minutes away. We would each get a $5 pizza
and eat
the
whole
pizza.
Damn thing.
The whole pizza.
Like at Little Caesars, like a $5 hot
Honestly,
and ready.
There's like something in those that makes it easy so for good. You to eat the entire thing. Because Chris and
I think
it's
made out of cardboard. That's why.
Probably. But like, honestly, it's been like 3 weeks now since I've had pizza. And I think I'm over the brink. I think I'll be all right.
Pizza's not a hard one to give up.
When was your pizza? Uh-oh, I think I had to sneeze again.
It's been like 3 weeks. I post a lot, so you're going to be digging.
I'm back at September 8th.
So how you said, like, our friends from around here are probably like, oh, these three again. So today at that gun raffle, I was sitting at, like, the table checking people in. And a girl that I haven't seen in years was like, hey, Carly, I saw your weightlifting video the other day on Facebook and it was awesome. I'm like, thanks. So like stuff like that, like people that you think would never even like click play on a video like that, like they actually are paying attention and are supportive.
Well, it's always the random people that I am surprised listen, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
You heard I'll get that? Like a random message every once in a while. It's yeah. Like, thanks for like posting that. It's really like inspiring. I'm like, yeah. Well, if one person gets it.
Yeah, I know. I get those all the time with this sobriety thing. So, like, that's for me, that's like, you know what? I'm going to keep sharing my story, whether it's dark, whether I say shit about myself that I shouldn't say about myself. Like, it's out there because someone can relate.
Yeah.
And I just got a message yesterday from a girl who I don't even technically know her, but we know the same people, but we follow each other on social media. I've never met her, but she messaged me yesterday and was like, hey girl, like it looks like you really like Sellies. Like that's real close to my apartment. Do you have any like inside tips or anything? Like do they have like a free consultation or stuff? Like, so like just her seeing me post about that, like she wants to go in to their gym, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And I told her about the whole intimidation thing. I'm like, let me know if you ever want to come in. I'm in there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I know it's intimidating to go into a new gym. Like,
well, yeah, and even like with your volunteering stuff, that's paying it forward in itself. You know, like you went to Sally's and we're like welcomed and it was open. And like now you're trying to bring somebody else into the fold too. You know,
yeah.
Like, same thing.
And I like am always hashtagging Sally's Fitness, like giving credit where credit's due. Because honestly, they know their shit if they've gotten my lifts as high as they've been
in this short amount of time.
Yeah.
When it's like as soon as you get that good foundation, that form.
Yeah, and there's
you know,
still
then your training accelerates because you're starting in a good foundation.
Yeah, and there's still so much to do. And with Ryan and I'm like a foot taller than him, and you can see it in our video. Like that video I posted yesterday, he's spotting me in it, and he said, he's like, look how much taller than you or than me that you look. But it's different.
That's the first thing I noticed.
It's different for tall people. Like lifting is different for tall people. So we're going to rework my deadlift because he thinks that when I stand up, like my back straightens before my legs, and it should all be happening at the same time. So we have to like fix my feet and like how low I start and all this stuff. So like it's totally different for every single person, and that's why having those one-on-ones helps so much. But even last Monday was my deadlift day, and I did one set and filmed it, and then he was in there, he was like in his office eating, and he didn't have a client, so I was like, hey, can you come out here and watch my second set? Like I want to see what I'm doing wrong. And like just that alone, like having another set of eyes on it, especially someone that knows as much as he does, like that helps immensely. And someone that's willing to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out.
That's generally my life motto. We'll figure it out.
Honestly, I say that about everything. Every bad thing that's ever happening, I'm like, I'll figure it out. And everyone's like, will you really figure it out, or are you just gonna say that because you say that every time?
Well, what happens when you don't figure it out?
We just
jump off a cliff,
just move on to the next thing. Honestly though, like any turmoil I've come across, you guys know in our group texts, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're like,
that's literally what I say.
Shit hit the fan. I'll figure it out.
But like, am I going to figure it out? Who knows, probably not.
I mean, yeah.
Any of my friends and family that listen to this, they're going to be like, that is her saying. I'll figure it out. I even say it at work. We'll figure it out.
I'm going to get it tattooed.
You get that tattooed. I'll get skin in the game tattooed. Sam, what do you want? What's your tattoo? Oh,
cheese curds.
Corn nuggets.
Can I get corn nuggets with that?
Honestly, remember that place? M&M's?
M&M's?
In
Reimersburg?
Corn nuggets.
I remember they had a Jurassic Park pinball machine. That was the shit.
God, I miss summer volleyball. Now we're on the brink of 30.
I love volleyball. I've got 2 games on Sunday. I'm ready.
Oh, we're not playing softball this fall, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
I signed up for kickball, and I regret it. And I'm sorry if any of my kickball friends listen to my podcast. And I think some do.
Honestly, most of my softball teammates are like settled down, having kids and stuff, and I'm like, you know what? you guys don't want to play, I don't want to play, we're it's not playing. Not...
Well, I like socializing, I just hate kickball, like, a lot. And that's why I didn't sign up, and then a friend's like, hey, we got a spot. I was like, okay. It's cool, I get to hang out with people, but it's like, oh, shit, I have to play second base? Are you kidding me? God.
Honestly,
Let me sit here.
I did that kickball tournament a couple summers ago. It was the most fun I've ever had in my entire life, but... Kickball's a lot harder when you're an adult than it was when you're in elementary school.
I know, everybody can catch, so it's like you can't really kick the outfield.
No, it's not even that. I thought, like, I was going to be this pro kicker because I don't know why, but I was obsessed with, like, punting footballs for the longest time. Like, we'd be watching the high school football practice on the track, and I'd be out there, like, punting the footballs up through the uprights. Like, I, like, live for punting. And even in my backyard when I was in college with all my guy friends, we'd be, like, punting footballs back and forth in the backyard. Like, it was very strange. But anyway, point of the story. This kickball tournament, I was like, oh, man, this is my time to shine.
You're like, I'm going to be a shark. I'm going to go, I've never played before. Then yeah. I'm going to go in there and just kick the
shit
out of it.
I'm
going
to be so good. First time I, like, run up to kick it, it goes straight up in the air. Like, straight.
Like, right in front of you?
Honestly, this is not the first time this has happened to me. It happened to me in the Powder Puff game my senior year. Of high school, second worst part of the game, first being Kelly Davis was the quarterback, and I was the tight end, I believe. Are they on offense?
I don't know.
Either way,
you're asking a gay guy about
football, Cheyenne Peterson was guarding me, who is, like, literally 5 feet tall. I'm, like, 6 feet tall. I'm wide open for this pass. Kelly throws it at me. I, like, see myself scoring the touchdown. It goes right through my hands.
Futurist right there.
Right. It goes right through my hands and hits me in the face. And I'm like,
I was about 5 feet away and I've never left.
No, honestly, I was already scoring the touchdown and I couldn't even catch the fucking ball. So that was my first mistake. Second mistake of the game, which I think was the only other time I even had the opportunity to even touch the football. I went to kick a field goal and it went straight up in the air, like straight up in the air, fell and bounced behind me. So it
went straight up and backwards in the
yes,
air.
Yes, it was very terrible. I'm obviously still not over it. It's been eight years now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we're approaching nine
yeah. years now since that fateful day. I believe we won the game, but I can't remember. Sam, can you come in on that?
Yeah, I think you won.
I think we did too. But we lost our junior year, and Brandy was bawling because Ashley Perkins knocked her out or something. You know, I don't remember much from high school, but I remember these moments.
I couldn't even, I'm like, who the hell is Ashley Perkins? Literally.
Honestly, people don't forget about high school football games. But anyway, point of the story is kickball is a great sport if you can figure out how to kick the ball forward, not upward.
So back to kickball, how did that?
Kickball.
You kicked that straight up in the air too?
Yes.
And that was that?
It was mostly scarring.
No. In the tournament, I eventually figured it out. But I thought, like, my first kick, I was like, oh, man, this is it. I'm going to kick it really far. I'm going to kick a home run. It went straight up in the air.
Well, okay, so the league I play on is Stonewall Kickball. And it's like just what do you call a group of gay men? Is there a funny term? A pride?
Pride.
Like, so it's just
I guess a bushel.
A bushel. There's a bushel of homosexuals playing because they're gay women too. And
did you even
drink
your latte I brought you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. And then they're like super competitive. So then they go to pitch the ball and it's like that thing's coming in hot. And then I'm trying to pretend like I know how to kick a ball to like make it do something. And then I like kick it 2 inches in front of me and it's like bouncing around and I like get out by the catcher and look like a total idiot. It's like at least I know what I'm doing during volleyball. I can like hit it and like be mildly competitive.
Yeah, you're really good at volleyball.
I love volleyball.
I would like this to be my public apology for whenever I played on the PSL volleyball teams and I would not jump. I would not do anything.
Do
I would
not
block. I would not dive. I was so afraid of breaking my ankle and I like did not want to be there at all.
I remember a lot of balls falling in front of you where you're like, no, not going for that.
I know. I feel like Jenny and Lauren really thought I'd be a good teammate because I'm tall, and I'm like, meh. I mean, I really did try really hard in high school volleyball. I was decent. I never played back row, though. I can tell you that much. I only
really?
Played the front row.
Yeah.
As a hitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had, like, a defensive specialist play the back row, because I told Knox, I'm like, yo, I'm not playing the back row.
She literally was like, I'm not playing the back.
So
I didn't sign up for
so
this.
So every rotation where it got back to, like, we'd take turns serving. So I'd rotate through the front line, serve. Then I think Lindsay Milford would come in and play the back row for me.
Defense specialist.
Then she'd get over to the side. I'd come in, play the front row.
I kind of like playing the back row. Middle back.
I like playing back
I like
row
that.
Too.
I hated the back row.
I need to get better. And my problem, I need to get better at diving. Like, cause, and I'm so guilty of somebody hitting the ball and I watch it hit a corner. Like, I follow the ball with my eyes to hit the corner. It's like, you know, well, maybe I should have been running that direction and had my arms out. But I'm trying to, those, I want to try out for the next level. And what we play, I play in level 3 of 5. I want to try out for level 4. And I was, somebody's like, why don't you do, I was like, I don't know if I'm good enough yet, like, for level 4. Maybe at times, yes, but I feel like a lot of times, no. And so this season, I'm, like, trying to get my shit together and, like, just learn more and be more consistent. And, like, one of those is, like, my back row playing in the middle back. Because, for example, I watch a ball land in the back corner and when I should be running for it. So, like, this last game we just played on Wednesday night, my team on Wednesday, I had a couple good. I got some balls that were hit back there. And I was like, yes! I feel like I'm, like, actually doing something. I felt very good about it.
I'll probably never play volleyball again.
I'll die if I never play volleyball again. I'm, like, thinking about, I'm like, could I play, because I go play with the high school kids in, like, January, and I'm like, can I play 8 months pregnant? Probably not, but I would like to think I could.
You should just go, you should just be.
I'll just be all-time
seven. A serve specialist. Yeah. You just stand in the back and, like, serve.
As long as I don't dive, I think I can be okay.
Oh, well, I know, like, what about, what can you do pregnancy-wise working out? So it's,
well,
a February baby?
March.
End of March.
What is it? You can continue doing whatever you did.
Whatever you did before. They told me to limit, like, lifting 25 pounds, but then I told them that, like, I've been weightlifting, and they were like, well, then you can probably get away with lifting more, but also I've been off for 12 weeks, so I probably won't jump back into, like, deadlifting.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I know my cousin, my cousin-in-law, I guess, she, with both of her kids, she just had another boy, and, She worked out through both of them, like, the whole way and everything, and, like, basically literally, like, barely stopped her.
Yeah, and it helps, like, with labor, apparently. And I just want to let everybody know out there in the world, I haven't even watched the birthing health class yet. Like, I didn't watch it in high school. I have no idea what's going to happen.
I think you might be better off just not
I'm not going to. But, like,
yeah, I know it's going to hurt like hell. Got it.
Apparently, like, working out and, like, if you have strong abs and stuff like that helps with labor and pain, so, like, I guess it's easier when you go into labor and stuff like that. But yeah, basically, as long as you keep up with it, you can, people run the whole way through their pregnancy, people do CrossFit the whole way through, so
yeah,
as long as you're keeping up with
it.
Little
guy bouncing around in there.
Yeah, I remember
you
it
don't know the sex yet, do you?
No,
it's a secret.
At Mount Lebanon, girls would go up right up until they had it. Like, they'd be in the ward the one day, and the next day they'd have their baby.
And then be back for the next
day. I'd be afraid to do, like, a squat and shoot that thing out.
Honestly, that would be terrible.
But I didn't Xanadu the other morning.
Carly would, like, maybe Carly would be, like, you could, a badge of honor to have your child at Sally's Fitness. You could name it Little Sally.
It'll come out deadlifting.
Carly's not procreating for a very long time, if ever. Let's get that straight. Kind of made it sound like I was expecting for a second.
No.
Woof.
In general.
Oh, boy.
So as we're all being super healthy, I brought the crew some iced coffees from McDonald's and a latte. Ooh. Loaded with dairy and sugar.
Well, McDonald's coffee is very underrated. I just want to say that because their pumpkin lattes are top of the line.
Surprisingly, their pumpkin spice latte has a gram of sugar less than Starbucks. So instead of 60 grams of sugar, it has 59 grams of sugar.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Healthy.
I feel healthier already. I'm going to put that with my two breakfast sandwiches and go on with my day.
So this week for my meal prep, meal plan, still the same menu. But I have to have protein powder twice a day. I've just been, I don't know if I've been snapping it to you, but I think I've been snapping it to Sam. I've just been taking a shot of it in water because
I think I did see the shot.
Because there was an episode at my house involving a bodily substance that comes out of your mouth and it was all over the blender. So I was like, I cannot and I will not and I refuse to make protein shakes in that blender ever again. So last night at Target, I bought a special personal blender that is literally like a water bottle type thing that like you stick on it and blend.
Like a bullet?
Yes, but it looks like it's like a water bottle. It's from Oster. It was $20.
Oh, I had one of those.
And you just turn it upside down and just on your way.
That's what I drank all my Shakeology
run out the door. Well, that's what I'm going to have my shakes in this week, so you guys will not be getting videos of me taking a shot.
That disturbed me, so thank you.
That was something.
It disturbed you. It disturbed me.
That's true. I didn't have to drink it.
It was like I was an alcoholic all over again because it was like taking a shot that I didn't want to take.
Did you ever see, have you ever seen the gif of the little girl? It's like when you mix your drink too hard and the girl drinks out of her thing. She's like,
oh, yeah.
Like doing like the big, like the dirty face.
And so like I would take my protein powder in like a little Ziploc container to work, and so like I have this like container of white powder and I'm over there like mixing it in like a styrofoam cup and like dumping water and like shaking it up and like getting all ready, and then I just like look around and like make sure no one's like watching me make this science experiment, like gulp it down, make sure no one was watching because it's awkward like, oh, I'm just trying to get my protein in, thanks, bye.
I used to work in a high security place, and I would take in glutamine all the time, and it looks like cocaine. Mm-hmm. Never questioned once.
How do you know what cocaine looks like?
The movies.
The movies.
Oh, I get it mixed up sometimes with my bag of cocaine.
I actually think I went to a college party one time, and there was cocaine on the table. I'm like, I'm out. This isn't my scene.
This is a level above what I'm expecting. That's to keep myself accountable. Two, we were talking about, you know, the whole
that
point of the episode.
Ago.
Yeah. meal prep. I'm so much better. And, like, I've been trying really hard to save money lately. And meal prepping does that. Because then I make my lunch. And then in the morning, I put it in my little Pirates lunch pail I got from Five Below. And, like,
yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, like, and especially if I ride the bus or something, it's like, today was awesome. It was like a $0 day. I didn't spend a cent. Mm-hmm.
I like
anything.
It's nice to like challenge yourself and see how many days you can go without spending.
Ooh,
last week
I choose to not spend money today.
Yeah, so like I have like an internal battle when I'm feeling lazy and I want to park in the $19 garage, and I'm like $19. Ooh. You know how far that could go at Aldi.
You can get a whole car for that.
Yeah, so then I'm like, just walk across the bridge, you lazy ass.
I need to get better at that because I have class on Thursday nights, so to park on the North Shore and then have to walk from class to the North Shore at 9 o'clock at night. It makes me nervous. And I don't know why. I'm a 6 foot tall, like almost 200 pound man.
I couldn't handle that, but that's because I'm a country bumpkin.
I probably don't. I probably look like so intimidating. I'm like, do you ever see Lambert the Sheepish Lion?
Yeah.
I feel like that's me. I don't realize what people potentially see from the outside, and I'm like, oh, what if somebody jumps me?
Yeah, so like I think my mom always thought that I was gonna get jumped living in the city, and like I'm a big girl. I'm like 6 feet tall, not small in any way. Like nothing about me is small. Even my fingers are fat. And
your fingers are fat.
Yes, they are. Look at them. No. But you said they are fat or they aren't?
They're not fat.
Yes, they are. But anyway. So when I had,
I said they are fat. That's what I totally said.
Whenever I worked in Gateway Center, so those of you that are familiar with downtown Pittsburgh, it's right by the Point. And I would have class at Duquesne, which is on top of the hill, way up. I would walk from, so I would be parked on the North Shore, same garage, and then I'd walk to work at near the Point, and then I'd walk to class, and then at the end of the night at like 8:30 when I was done with class, I would walk from Duquesne back to the North Shore.
Oh, really?
So I'm sure if my mom knew that, she'd be like, oh my god, like how did you make it back? Because like from Grant to Liberty on Fifth Ave is a very sketchy stretch.
Yeah.
And I would walk that every night. And, like, my thing is I just looked straight ahead and power walked.
Keep moving. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I would have, like, a pocket knife in my purse just in case. Or, like, mace, like, just in case. But as long as you just, like, own it and just don't let shit bother you. Like, I wear headphones downtown. Like, I pass very shady characters every day. I just act like they're not there.
During the workday, I never feel weird about it because it's just like... During the workday, I just never feel weird about it because it's all the downtown, the daytime people, you know, people who work downtown and then will be leaving at the end of the workday.
Yeah, but you're privileged, okay? You work in Highmark. That's not the bad...
No, but...
end. Like, so... When I moved to Campbell Durant, I was passing the worst stretch of downtown every day. The wood stretch by the Wood T station. There's shootings there like every day. There's creatures hanging out down there all the time.
Well, that's where all the strange bus lines converge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So even in the middle of the day, I'll walk past and people will be smoking weed and it's like...
Oh, well, yeah, that is, yeah, in the middle of the day, walk past there sometimes. It's a little sketchy.
It's just sketchy at my end of... of downtown. So, like, it's just, like, always be on the lookout. But, like, for you walking back after class, you don't have anything to be worried about.
Crossing the Roberto Clemente
Bridge.
Well,
maybe you do, since there's this made-up serial killer that's taking all the gay men in Pittsburgh.
I think I'm too old and big for them.
I think I told you that.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
I don't think I'm, like, on their radar.
I listen to so many true crime podcasts that I know... I just know a serial killer. I can feel it.
That's not one. That is not one. You know how I know? Because someone posted this stupid article that went viral.
That was a fake article.
That was a WordPress.
Fake news.
That someone made in their living room. Sad. And none of the facts were correct. Okay.
Wrong.
The one
Wrong.
Kid, I'm not going to say his name for his family's, out of his family's respect or whatever. But he went missing in the South Side. And this article was like, all the boys went missing from downtown.
Except for this one kid from the South Side.
They didn't say that.
Well, no, I know.
But that what I'm saying is their article was wrong.
Article is, I feel like, a very strong term for what this was, too.
That blog post.
The blog post on a WordPress site.
That Facebook status was incorrect. Factually incorrect. Which, maybe there is a serial killer. I don't know.
What does Mari say? Like, the test results show that that was a lie.
Speaking of him, I think we need to go to Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Okay. Broken a barbell. Jerry Springer.
Sees Jerry Springer.
No, honestly, I went once and it was the best time of my life.
Do you have that video anywhere?
I've never even watched the episode.
Oh my God.
But I did.
You need to find
Listen,
it.
It's called Mind Blowing Secrets. If you look it up on YouTube, Jerry Springer Mind Blowing Secrets, it's from December of 2013. I'm wearing a maroon shirt and I'm in the background of some of the clips. I believe I had a,
on it.
I believe I had a cold sore and I also had
So you fit right in.
I also had a tan headband on, if you're really looking hard, and Brandy's sitting beside me, and I was on the aisle.
Where was this, New York City?
No, right outside of New York City in Connecticut.
Okay.
But if you guys ever want to go, the tickets were free.
Oh, okay. Road trip.
Anyway, we got a little off topic.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, stay on track, you know?
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Oh, and I'll post
and there's no wrong answers.
Sam has some blog posts she's putting up soon, or they're already up.
I didn't put them up. You said it was out there, and then I never followed up on it. So
no, that's because my Mac charger was chewed by my dog, so I haven't had any power.
Well, you're,
but
is,
it will be up.
Is
by
it charging right now?
Yeah.
It, oh, okay. The light's off. No. But.
And then I'll post my blog on how I keep myself accountable, all those things that we went over in detail.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you for listening, guys, to episode 9.
We'll be back in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as always, let us know if you have anything you want us to talk about or touch on.
And for Christ's sake, somebody leave a review on iTunes.
We're begging you. We're tired of doing it ourselves.
I was saying, I left my own review. Broken to Barbell fan left a review, Sam.
I tried to edit it.
And everything is spelled wrong.
I literally wrote it with my eyes closed in 5 seconds. I didn't think that it went up, but apparently it's up there, and it's embarrassing. That's why my name's not on it.
So, yeah. And we have stickers, so.
If you write a review, you get a sticker.
You get a sticker. Hey, little boy, want a sticker?
It's a whole sticker.
a whole live Broken to Barbell sticker. You get one for free for leaving a review. Even if it's one star, leave a review. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.